Weather Center. The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Gross.
Welcome, everybody, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks, based right here in White Plains, with offices in Fishkill and New York City as well. Tonight, our very special guest is Ruth Ahern, the Associate Director of the Alzheimer's Association. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you.
It is great to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
And by the way, we're going to be taking a brief break from the Empty Hook Radiothon to have the Bernie the Attorney show, so we appreciate WFAS for that. And at 6:35, we'll be going right back to the Empty Hook Radiothon. So, Ruth, tell us about Alzheimer's disease. What do people need to know?
Well, the first thing they need to know is that this is a real disease. It affects the brain, and it's the most common form of dementia.
What's the difference? Is there something different between Alzheimer's, or does everybody who has Alzheimer's also has dementia?
When you have dementia, you could have a number of different causes. It could be caused by strokes. It could be caused by a brain tumor. It could be caused by various diseases. It means that you're confused, probably, having some difficulties functioning and can't do things that you used to be able to do. You have some cognitive impairments. That's what dementia means.
But doesn't everybody, I mean, technically, we're all not what we used to be, so does that mean we all have dementia?
No, it's not normal to have dementia. Dementia is something way beyond what we have when we have senior moments.
Or normal aging.
Or normal aging, right. Absolutely. It's very different because people lose the ability to do things they used to be able to do. They used to be able to balance a checkbook and they can't do it anymore. They used to be able to get a meal on the table and they forget things. They used to be able to keep track of their belongings and now they don't know where anything is and they can't find things. And this is dementia.
So is Alzheimer's a form of dementia?
It's a cause. It's one of the diseases that causes dementia.
It's possible to have dementia without it being Alzheimer's.
Yes, but it's the most common cause of dementia. So you're going to see it talked about more than other dementias just because it's so much more common. Probably somewhere between 60 and 75% of people with dementia are caused by Alzheimer's. At this point, as we understand the disease, and we are still learning a lot.
I mean, this is serious business. I mean, Alzheimer's is very costly. I know, you know, the economy is not in great shape right now, but this could have a significant impact on the overall healthcare system in the country if we don't start taking this seriously, couldn't it?
Absolutely, because it's a long disease. People have dementia, Alzheimer's sometimes for 15 years. The average is, they say, 8 to 15 years. And during that time, a person deteriorates to the point where the caregiver can no longer manage their care by themselves and they need help. So if you have a caregiver who could be a daughter or could be an elderly spouse or could be a son or sometimes a grandchild, sometimes a friend or neighbor, they just can't keep doing it by themselves anymore, so they need to reach out for help. First of all, in the process of becoming a caregiver, the person may have given up their job. They may have given up a lot of their private life. They may be suffering emotionally and socially as well. So the cost is not only financial, it's also very high personal and social cost to people.
Now, you said reach out for help. You're obviously referring to the caregiver because in the ordinary course of events, the person afflicted with the disease is not typically the one reaching out for help. Is that right?
In general, that's the case. In general, the person with Alzheimer's disease does not realize. Actually, what happens is their judgment becomes so impaired. Their ability to understand the world becomes so impaired that they don't even see that the mistakes that they're making are serious and that they're consistent. So they tend to say, "You're wrong. I'm okay. There's something wrong with you. It's not me."
So there's a lot of denial.
It's not even denial. It's just total lack of comprehension of what's happening.
So it's not like the person, if you break your arm, you know your arm hurts and you have a broken arm. If you have a stroke and you can't walk, you know you can't walk. But with Alzheimer's, you're not really sure what's wrong.
You don't really, you have lost the ability to understand your surroundings, to understand yourself, to understand other people. And all you live with every day is a reality which is now becoming very distorted.
And once you have it, is there a way to reverse it?
Unfortunately, they have not yet found a cure. They haven't found a way to stop it in its tracks or reverse it or prevent it from happening. So there is a lot of research going on there. The National Institute of Health puts $645 million into Alzheimer's disease, with 5.5 million people in this country with Alzheimer's disease. But let me just, as a comparison, note that whereas 1 million people have HIV, we've got $2.6 billion of NIH research money going into HIV.
Is that due to a lack of understanding? Why is there such a disparity in the funding?
I don't want to say, I don't want to not have funding for HIV. There's much more money put into cancer and heart research, and I think it's because people don't really understand what the economic impact of this is going to be if we don't find treatments and cures.
So have studies been done on that? I mean, have people been able to project out into the future what society is going to look like in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years if we don't do something about this?
Right now, every 72 seconds, somebody gets Alzheimer's disease in this country. Right now, there are 5.5 million people with Alzheimer's disease. We think that that could go up to 15, 16 million by the time another 20, 30, 40 years goes by, because the baby boomers are, the numbers of baby boomers is increasing, so we have more and more people who are reaching an older age. And Alzheimer's is an age-associated disease. It doesn't generally happen to young people. It generally happens to people after 65.
But that's no guarantee, right?
What?
That it won't happen to you before you're 65.
It's rare that it happens before 65. It's a small percentage of people that happen before 65. So
okay.
We're really looking at a disease of older people. But it is very sad and very difficult for younger people who get it, because it does happen sometimes to people in their 50s, and they still have children in high school, they still have children in college. Some of them are, you know, still beginning, just building their careers, and they don't have the savings, and their families are absolutely devastated.
Now, is there a chromosome or gene or something that if you have it, you're more likely to get Alzheimer's?
There is a gene. That there are actually several different genes associated with Alzheimer's, and different chromosomes on these genes, and different chromosomes have a different type of Alzheimer's associated with it. So it's a complex disease. It's not a single clear-cut cause. But if you do have the APOE4 gene, you do have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. It's not hugely higher. It's higher, the risk is higher in families when the person gets Alzheimer's when they're under 60. But if the family member in your family gets it after 65 or 70, then your risk is not significantly higher than the rest of the population.
Now, you mentioned earlier that every 72 seconds somebody's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Is there a test that somebody can take to determine whether or not they have it?
There is a blood test, which they're working on now. And it's the question is, do you want to take a blood test to get a predictor of whether or not you're going to have Alzheimer's disease? There is a test now which will show that. And we can talk some more about that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break. I want to remind everybody that right after the show, we're going to continue with the Empty Hook Radiothon for Feed the Children. And the number to call and donate is 888 888- 876-3663. And as a reminder, $18 will provide a backpack filled with age-appropriate school supplies, food, and personal items for a homeless elementary or middle school student in the Westchester area. $90 will help 5 students, $180 will help 10 students, and $360 will help 20 students. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. And as you know, our firm is a big supporter of community service events. And in addition to the Empty Hook Radiothon, I just want to remind you that the John A. Coleman School's annual walkathon will be Sunday, October 19th at the Tibbetts Brook Park in Yonkers, New York. And the John A. Coleman School, which is located in White Plains, provides educational and rehabilitation services to special needs kids. So please, if you have the time on October 19th, join us for the John A. Coleman Walkathon. We're talking to Ruth Ahern, who's the Associate Director of the Alzheimer's Association. And before the break, we were chatting about the current state of research in the Alzheimer's field. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on and whether it's a good idea, you think, for people to take this test, how definitive is it, and where are we on this?
Well, there is a blood test which could tell people about their risk of Alzheimer's. It tells them whether they have the APOE4 gene. And the question is, once you take that test and you find out what your risk factor is, it doesn't mean that you will get Alzheimer's. It means you have a slightly higher risk. People with that gene sometimes get Alzheimer's and sometimes they don't. Plus, if you take a blood test and it's on the record now that it says you have a higher risk of Alzheimer's, what are you going to do about that? Who's going to use that information? There's not a treatment at this point in time which is going to stop it or prevent it from happening. So the Alzheimer's Association does not support random blood testing for people to see whether or not they have an increased risk. However, the ability to diagnose Alzheimer's has become very fine-tuned. With the new scans that they have and with the ability now to look at the brain with some of this new imaging equipment, it's becoming not only easier to diagnose effectively, but also they're going to be able to monitor treatments and see what happens in the brain when you take a particular medication.
Is it possible for someone to get the diagnosis at a time when they still understand it?
Yes.
So if you catch it early enough, the person's able to comprehend that they could be on a long journey here.
Yes. And there are a number of people now who are in early stage who are becoming spokespeople for the Alzheimer's disease and trying to describe to the rest of the world what it's like. And one of the focuses of the early stage study group of the Alzheimer's Association, one of the discoveries that they made in talking with people with early stage Alzheimer's disease is that they don't want to be stigmatized. They don't want to be thought of as the person with Alzheimer's. They want to be thought of as a person who also has some memory issues.
Now, you know, New York State recently passed the People First legislation where a child is not an autistic child. It's a child with special needs or a child with autism. An individual is not a disabled person. It's a person with disabilities. And I think the same thing would apply here.
Absolutely.
An individual with memory issues or however you want to phrase it, but not an Alzheimer's person.
And it's also true for families that for them to be able to look at the disease as something which is going to possibly get worse over a long period of time, although the progress varies greatly. Some people progress very slowly. But for families to marshal their resources and find out some of the things that they might have to face in the future and to plan for the future, to do their financial planning, their legal planning, to talk together, to share, to perhaps take some trips that they didn't, that they would have planned for later and knew them now, and have a good time together and face the next few years getting as much pleasure as they can out of each other's company.
Now, you've been doing this a long time, right?
Yeah.
And tell us, if you can, what's it like to be in a household or to love somebody who has Alzheimer's?
What people experience is the loss of the person that they used to know and love. The person who gradually loses their abilities, gradually can't do the things they used to do. Eventually, they begin to lose more and more of their memories and their own sense of identity, and accompany this with a gradual loss of ability for self-care. And what you have is what we sometimes call the endless funeral, where every time you turn around, something else is missing from that person. And there's a huge amount of grief and loss that families experience. And they need help and they need support to get through this. That's why there is an Alzheimer's Association. It's for caregivers to help them get through this long, often very sad and disappointing disease with help and support, with information, with resources, with friends to stand beside them, with caregivers to help when it's needed.
That's a good segue, Ruth, into the Alzheimer's Association. You guys just recently moved. Tell us about your new space and tell us what you do. What's your mission? How do you help serve the families in the Westchester and Hudson Valley community?
We have nice new space at 2900 Westchester Avenue, which is just off I-87 at exit 10. It's convenient. We have education programs there so that caregivers can learn more about the disease, and they also need to learn about how to handle some of the behavior problems that people experience, because if someone's getting a little bit hard to direct and maybe doesn't always understand what you're saying, we try to teach people some techniques that they can use to keep that relationship a little smoother. It keeps the anxiety down, it keeps the stress down in the family, and keeps everybody functioning a little better, and keeps the family a lot happier. We also have support groups. We have support groups for people with early stage dementia. We have support groups for caregivers. We have a special support group for those who are caring for their parents. We have two care consultants now in our office, so someone can get a free care consultation by either coming into the office or speaking over the phone with a care consultant. We also have a paralegal who will help send people in the right direction to start talking about their financial and legal issues. We have education programs for professionals. We have a great new program which has been rolled out by the Alzheimer's Association, which is designed to help educate caregivers, professional caregivers in nursing homes and assisted living, so that they can provide better care in homes. Not that they're not doing a great job already, but it's a difficult disease and everybody needs more education and support to get through it.
We've got to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk further about some of these educational and legal programs that are provided. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for the Empty Hook Radiothon, which is going to come right back at 6:35 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230. And the number to call for Feed the Children to donate is 888-276-3663. That's 888-276-3663.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family.
And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Ruth Ahern. She's the Associate Director of the Alzheimer's Association right here in Westchester County. And before the break, Ruth, we've been chatting about some of the fabulous programs that are offered. And you alluded to the financial and legal planning that people must do. It's our experience that most people become overwhelmed when they're confronted with a diagnosis and the family is caught up in caregiver issues and caught up in trying to find the proper medication. And in many cases, the legal and financial stuff sort of goes by the wayside. What are people to do about that?
Well, they really need to address this early on, if they can, while the person is still able to help work through the process so that they can have their wishes known about how they want their money handled, how they want their assets protected or not protected. And there are many, many issues, and you could probably speak to this even better than I could, but it certainly is it's a question that people need to start taking seriously early on before they get too far along in the disease and can't deal with it anymore.
Well, I mean, can they safely rely on Medicare or their own health insurance to take care of them?
Absolutely not. Medicare does not offer help for chronic illnesses, especially when they're care mostly related to caregiving issues. Medicare is for acute illness. Medicaid is available, but it's getting increasingly nervous about what's going to happen to that in the future, and the cost of Alzheimer's is going to overwhelm all of our healthcare systems. One of the things that we recommend that people look at is long-term care insurance for themselves so that the caregiver who is still healthy has some way to take care, help plan to take care of themselves if, in case they become ill later
in their
this
life. Is separate insurance apart from your Oxford or
yes.
Blue Cross. It's something else you'd have to purchase.
It's called long-term care insurance. And it's to give you some way to help pay for caregiving services, which you may need at some point in the future. And what it does is it protects your assets and allows you to stay at home, we hope, a lot longer than you would have under other circumstances. And a way to plan for your money so that you have it in the place that you need it at the right time.
Now, you can't buy this once you've been diagnosed. I mean, you have to do this in advance, right?
No, and you have to be healthy to get it. You have to be reasonably healthy to get long-term care insurance.
Yeah, unfortunately, in our experience in talking to our clients, is that they always think it's not going to happen to them. And unless they've been through a personal experience with a relative or someone they know who's gone through this, it really is difficult to get them motivated to consider long-term care insurance because the clients are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And
that's the time they need to start thinking about it.
But who's thinking about Alzheimer's or a nursing home when you're
exactly.
that age?
Exactly. But planning ahead is, it's just like planning, saving for college. You're saving for your old age. You're saving for health care in your old age.
So this is something that's critically important.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, these programs you have, the educational programs, the support groups, the seminars on the financial and legal, I mean, these are done basically without cost to the families?
We almost never charge for our programs, especially programs for caregivers and for people with the disease itself. So we have to look for money because we don't have government funding in any significant amounts, and we don't have grants in any significant amounts. Most of our money comes from private donors, from people in the community, who and from businesses in the community that want to support and help fight this disease, find a cure, and help the people who are suffering from it at this moment in time.
So you're a not-for-profit, right?
That's correct.
So contributions are tax-deductible.
That's correct.
All right, so tell us about some of your fundraising events. I know you've got a very important, a biggie coming up soon.
Well, that's our big fundraiser is called Memory Walk. And it's going to be this year, October 5th, which is a Sunday. It's in White Plains at the high school. It starts at 10 o'clock. Registration starts at 9 o'clock. And it's not only a fundraiser. It's a good, fun day. But what you do is obviously recruit your friends to support you and make that a cause where you can make a significant or a small donation to the Alzheimer's Association. And in the meantime, well, you can come for the walk and you can have a lot of fun. We have raffles. We have prizes. We have entertainment for children. And we have music. And it's a great day.
Yeah, our firm's been sponsoring and helping out with that for years, and it really is a fun day, and the weather usually cooperates.
Right. It's a lot of fun, and it's a very worthwhile cause because people who are helped by the chapter, we couldn't do it without the generosity of our neighbors in the families of people who know what they've been through and in their friends and in the businesses that understand what's happening.
So that's the Memory Walk, which is next Sunday. Any other events you want to tell us about in terms of fundraising?
We have a golf tournament in the late summer, early fall. And we also put out an annual appeal. And in between, sometimes little reminders also go out that we can... We appreciate the support that people can give us.
And if people want more information on how to help or to learn about the programs, is there a number to call? Can they go on the internet?
They can find out everything they want to know about programs, about fundraising, about donations by calling 1-800-272-3900 or going online to www.alz.org.
And that is the website for the Westchester chapter?
That's the national organization. The local chapter is www.alz.org/Hudson Valley.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back to wrap up with Ruth. But before we do, I just want to give you one more reminder that the Feed the Children Empty Hook Radiothon will be returning in a couple of minutes, and the number to call is 888-276-3663. We'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. And we're just finishing up here with Ruth Ahern, the Associate Director of the Alzheimer's Association. Ruth, some closing thoughts.
Well, Alzheimer's disease is a great tragedy for families, and it's a very, very expensive disease. So, and it's a very difficult disease for families and for the people who are going through it. So just to let you know, there is help for families. The number to call is 1-800-272-3900. 3900. That's a national helpline number, but you call our local office when we're open during office hours, and it's a 24-hour helpline because when our office is closed, you get the national hotline.
Ruth, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I want you to just get the website in one more time quickly.
www.alz.org. Look for Find Your Chapter, and that's how you'll find us.
Good luck with the walkathon.
Thank you. All right, October 5th.
Take care. Good night, everybody.
See, I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know.